Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike. This is podcast 852 of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. The show that lets you have the knowledge so you can take control and live at the top of your curve for very long. Our top story of the week, mental health coverage cuts result in extra cost in the Netherlands. If this happened in the United States, we'd save about $14 million, but spend about $280 million. A little ridiculous. So don't cut the mental health, if you will, of your population, that is the mental health programs, because cutting the mental health programs, at least in this Netherlands study, resulted in a great increase in costs. The other stories, top stories of the week, we'll get to are why smoking in films harms children. We're going to talk also about the odd omegas, living healthily, learning more could cut dementia cases by 33%. Hearing is believing. Speech, the way I'm speaking, speech may be a clue to mental decline. And keep your heart healthy now, and your brain will benefit later. Oh boy, I'm having trouble here, Ben. You're going to have to help me speak and not develop a problem. By the way, our guest on 8:53 next week is the great Peter Rabbins, who will talk to us about dementia and Alzheimer's disease and the importance of caregiving on it, and a lot of really important subjects about how to manage the transitions that occur in Alzheimer's disease if you're a caregiver. Very, very good session, if you will. And of course, today's guest, well, I'm going to tease that in a few seconds, but I'm going to let you think about road rage. Have you ever seen road rage? What do you do about road rage? What do you do about self-defense? And why is that important? And how do you manage it when someone comes after you in a very angry fashion? Yeah, that's going to be, I did tease it, that's going to be the subject of today's guest, a wonderful, wonderful guest who knows more about road rage and this subject than probably anyone else. We'll be right, I'm not going away, I'm going to stay here and talk about the next subject, which is why smoking in films harms children. And I want to give a throw out to my boss on this. My boss was at a meeting with Bob Iger in 2008 or 2009, and he said, you know, smoking in films gets the kids to think it's okay to smoke. And Bob Iger at the Disney Film Company had a long discussion with him, got the data from him, and said, okay, from now on, no smoking in Disney films. And he's been true to the word since then. That was Toby Cosgrove who did that one-on-one, importantly. But that's just the reason is that for smoking, the largest single stimulus after parental role modeling, and maybe as important as parental role modeling, is seeing a star or someone they idolize in a film smoking. That hooks more people. They consider it the coolest of the cool when actors in movies smoke, and especially when someone they admire in a movie smokes. And so that's why it's so important to cut it out. The next of the articles, so if you see smoking in a movie, don't take your kids to that movie. Don't let them see it. And write the movie picture guide, if you will, and ask them to put a new number, a new system, where there's smoking or not smoking in the film, so you can take your kids or not take them to that. Remember, Disney films, Disney films are free of cigarette smoke. The odd omegas. in a wide-ranging analysis of the risk factors behind dementia, the researchers highlighted 9, staying in education beyond age 15, reducing high blood pressure, avoiding obesity, hearing loss in midlife, and reducing smoking. There's that smoking again. Physical inactivity, social isolation, and diabetes. So what can you do with it? Well, you can obviously get your blood pressure, know what it is, and get it to 120 over 80. We've got over 150 different approved blood pressure pills. You can do that if you can't do it with lifestyle changes of exercise, stress management, and food. Can you avoid hearing loss in midlife? Yeah, you can get a hearing aid. If you're starting to lose hearing in midlife, get a hearing aid. What about education? Well, you can continue to do that. You can continue to learn new things. What about social isolation? Yeah, as long as you're not hearing deprived, and as long as you're interested in new things, you can take more classes, do to different clubs, do all kinds of things to not have social isolation. Diabetes, you can get control of your waist and risk of diabetes at any time. And so all of those things are involved in keeping your heart healthy. If you do that, it reduces your risk of dementia by more than 30%. The story that researchers have looked at hearing, and that's right, speech is a risk for thinking problems. People who all of a sudden develop filler words. So it's not just stumbling on words like I did in the introduction for this, but it is in saying pausing periodically. Those things are signs that you need to do the other things to prevent dementia. What are they? Get more out omegas. Learn to manage stress. Do speed of processing games. Do the 4 components of physical activity. We've gone through them before. I'm going to go through them next week. Podcast 853. I'm going to talk about the 9 things you can do. We've gone over 4 of them now. Manage stress, the 4 components of physical activity, get more out omegas, and do speed of processing games. Well, we'll talk about more next week in these in more detail in 853. This is podcast 852. And let's continue with this. So some vegetarian diets are more healthy than others. You've heard this again. So it is avoiding sugars, avoiding simple carbs, and having healthy fats only. So don't have saturated fat. Have more of the odd omegas, extra virgin olive oil, and fish oils, as well as the other omega-3s like walnuts and chia seeds and canola oil. Those are healthy. Artificial sweeteners aren't risk-free, so you want to avoid those as well. Another article showing this week, looking at 405,000 people in 30 studies, the ones who had artificial sweeteners had a greater risk for diabetes. You've heard that is associated with memory decline as you get older. The toll of exercise on the heart and why you shouldn't worry. Yeah, it is if you are a master runner or master cyclist, and very few of us are, those people have increased plaque on their arterial walls. Why? It's probably because they're doing more than 2 hours of exercise in a row. That's who runs marathons and does these master cyclists. You don't want to do more than two hours in a row. You want to pause, and by pause, I don't mean a 5-minute pause, but you need an hour or so pause so your tissues can build up their antioxidants again, and then don't go back for 2 hours. Do 2 hours as a max on any one day seems to be the best way of doing this. Don't avoid vasectomy for fear of prostate cancer. That's right. Vasectomy doesn't change your risk of prostate cancer or severe prostate cancer. I want to talk about one last thing. Well, I'm going to talk about it next week, so I'll just tweak it. There's something new about a slug that's really important for us in the future. That is, someone's using the slug and information from the slug to talk to us about the future and what a really nice thing for the future. I wanted to bring up one more thing. The FDA has approved a number of generic drugs recently. They find that as a way of decreasing your drug costs. That'll be something that we talk about much more in the future, and see that this is a way of decreasing drug costs for all of us. The next guest up. Well, I'm not going to talk to you about the next guest up because you'll hear it in a few seconds. But the guest that we have next week will be Peter Rabbins talking about caregiving for Alzheimer's disease, the positives from it, and what's new and how you manage the transitions. The guest the week after is Jonathan Deutsch talking about food trends, and he's a great food spotter. He'll talk to us about food trends. That'll be in 8:54. You don't want to miss that either. Curtis, the guest this week, you'll come back in a few minutes for podcast 852B, and you'll hear someone who's got a real lot of expertise at managing anger and really an expert in road rage, Steve Cardian. More than 36 years as a career law enforcement officer, he'll talk to us about how we can help manage aggressiveness, whether at home or at work. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Stay tuned.